transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
The other day I was messaging back and forth about the topic of money and the church. Someone had put up a quote, and we all know the quote, the love of money is the root of all evil. And the person said, if money is so evil, why does the church always ask for money? It's an interesting question. It's a question when we discuss money in the church that tends to make people feel uncomfortable. Because ultimately inside we know that money is a passionate thing. It's something that we as human beings, we know we can't live without. And then we struggle on a regular basis on how to live with the money that we have. And so how convenient that this morning's gospel comes up just a few days after I was having this conversation with a parishioner about money and the church. Because this morning's gospel, my brothers and sisters, is about money. Don't get confused by the word talent. Talandon in Greek. In the ancient world, that was a measure of money, and it was a lot of money. So we know, although we many times talk about talents in the church, and we many times look to this gospel about how we're using our talents for God, the various skills that God has given us. Nonetheless, whether we like it or not, this gospel is about money. And it's about how we use money that God has given to us. And it is about the kingdom of heaven. It is about the judgment that is going to be coming from God toward us. And it will include an accounting of how we have treated the money that God has given us. I know that nobody wants to know about that. I know that nobody wants the church to talk about money. But when the gospel talks so boldly about it, we cannot ignore it. Because as the gospel began this morning, for the kingdom of heaven is like, whenever we hear our Lord beginning a parable with this phrase, we are to hear that this is how God is going to judge us. And so there is the master and there are the three servants. The one servant received 5 talents, the one servant 2 talents, and the one servant a single talent. Now, 1 talent was a lot of money. A few years ago, as I was looking this up, of course, you never know based on exchange rates or what have you. At that time, 1 talent was approximately $15,000. So this was a lot of money we're talking about. But the gospel doesn't just say that money was handed out. It says, according to his ability. So the servant that the master had given 5 talents had a greater ability than the servant that received 1 talent. And so as the story goes, the 5 gained 5 more, the 2 gains 2 more, and then there's the poor guy who has the 1 talent. He says to the master, I knew that you were a hard man. I knew, it says, that you reap where you do not sow, gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what's yours. And he basically throws the money back at the master. This is where I want us to focus our attention, my brothers and sisters. Yes, the gospel is about money, but it is about much more than money. It is about everything that God has entrusted to us. If we are parents, He has entrusted to us our children. If we are teachers, He has entrusted to us students. If we are doctors, patients, etc. Kefto. God has entrusted to each one of us a certain level of responsibility according to our ability. About 10 or so years ago, I was reading a book. The book is called Christ at Work. It's a bunch of essays about vocation and about how to spend one's life. And in one of those articles, it was written like a dialogue between a young man and a spiritual elder somewhere in the wilderness. And the young man goes to the elder and he says, I don't know what God wants me to be. I don't know if God wants me to be a teacher or something. And the elder said, and this is something important for us to hear today, God doesn't care what you do for a living so long as you honor God doing it. And that's what this man in the gospel forgot. He received the money from God and he buried it. He didn't use it to honor the master. He didn't use it as God had desired him. He didn't use it as he could have used it. And the master says, you could have at least given it to the bankers and at least we would have gotten some interest back. At least give it to someone who knows what to do. And so here we are, the year 2021, and we're still arguing about money. Every time you turn the news on, it's about the stock market, or it's about the stimulus check, or it's about this. It's always about money. You can't escape the world without hearing about money. So do we use ours to honor God? Do we use the money that God has given us the way that God desires, the way He knows that we are able? Or do we hide it? Do we waste it? The master says to this man, you lazy and wicked servant. And he takes the money away. He says, not only do you not get to keep that, but I'm going to give it to the man who was responsible with what he was given. He says, give it to the one who has 10. And that's another lesson for us, especially when we talk about our stewardship in the church. Not only do we each have our own abilities, but what God expects from us is based upon how He has blessed us. The more we have been blessed, the more God expects for us to do with the resources that He's given us. But all of us must do something. All of us have the ability to honor God with the gifts that God's given us. And so as hard as it might be to hear about money in the church, we cannot forget the expression also from the scriptures, Where your treasure is, there is your heart also. God knows that our hearts follow our wealth. He knows that is a challenge of us as human beings. And so, many times, God has given us instructions about money, not because He wants money, not because the church wants money, but because God knows that how we use our money affects our heart. Yeah? We give to the things that we love. The more we love ourselves, the more we give to ourselves. The more we love others, the more we give to others. We give to the people and the things that we love. And so, if you want to love God, bring Him your money and your heart will follow. You see, we can direct our hearts in the way we use our resources. We don't have to spend everything on ourselves. If we want our heart to be in God's church, we begin to bring our resources, our money, and our hearts will follow because our attention is going to be there. This is why God returns to the theme of money over and over again, because He knows our heart chases it. Our opportunity, my brothers and sisters, is to stop chasing the money. To let it work for God's glory instead of our own. And then when we break that pattern away from ourselves, then we'll hear God calling to us, "Good and faithful servant, enter into your glory. You have been faithful over a little. I will make you rulers over much." And then He can entrust us with more gifts and more resources. And the church will continue to do His work, shining the light of His glory to those who need Him and to need hope. Well done, good and faithful servant. That's what we want to hear on the judgment day. As hard as it is to understand, as hard as it is to accept how we work with the money that God has given us is absolutely going to be part of that formula. So thankfully, God has given us a new chance, a new year, a new day, a new week for us to change our mentality so we can honor God with the resources that He's given us. Glory to God for all things. As far as they could
bear it. Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.